The Bible tells us that one of the ways in which you know that you belong to Jesus Christ is if your mind is set on the things of God. Now, let me read this to you. It's amazing. Let's go to verse 5 of chapter 8 of the book of Romans. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the things of the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, and it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, Paul said, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. And here we have this incredible picture of these ladies. Jesus was dead. They didn't understand. They hurt. They were surrounded by anger and foreclosures. They were surrounded by political upheaval. They were surrounded by the rattling of nuclear warheads in North Korea. They were surrounded by the bank failures of a little island called Cyprus in the Mediterranean. They were surrounded by their own stock markets and the rise and fall thereof. But they came and they worshiped him, because when someone knows this Jesus, their mind is going to leave them with an unbelievable, almost uncanny drawing into the heart of God.
Welcome to a wonderful time of encouragement from the Bible, God's encouraging word, with our teacher, Dr. Don Wilton. Today, Dr. Wilton continues in our thinking about both the journey to the cross and now his message, the journey from the cross. As we open God's Word together, know that we're here for you. We'd love to pray with you, love to connect you with great resources. We can do that keyboard to keyboard on our website at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org, or this phone number. Jot it down, store it in your cell. 866-899-WORD is the number. That's 866-899-9673. 24 hours a day, we stand ready to talk, to listen, to pray, and to connect with great resources. That's 866-899-9673. Now today's message with Dr. Wilton.
Our Father, we are coming before you today, bowing in your presence, worshiping you, thanking you, praising you, adoring your magnificent, wonderful work, lifting high the name of Jesus today, for there is hope, this resurrection. For without the resurrection, there is no gospel. There is no hope. This is our faith. This is who we are. It's all because of Jesus, who died conquering sin and death in the grave and was raised by the power of God on the third day and is alive. This Jesus is alive, and he lives in all who believe on his name. And we worship you today as we come into your presence. In Jesus' name, we pray together. Amen. What a day of worship. I'm going to ask you to open your Bibles to Luke chapter 24. You need to have your Bibles open. By the way, I've been praying for you today. My wife and I prayed for you this morning. Then I came to church early, met with all the ministry team and others. We prayed for you. I'm praying for you today. I wish in a way that I had some means to be able to save you and forgive you, but I don't. I really do. I'm very concerned about some of you. And I want you to know that I'm praying for you. And I want to really invite you to give your heart to Jesus today. Turn your life over to him. It's time. And as I take you for a very quick journey from the cross, I believe, because we are praying for you, that the Spirit of God is going to speak to your heart. He's going to do that. You're going to sense that in your heart. And in just a moment, I'm going to invite you to give your life to Christ. Turn your life over to Him. Trust Him. You see, when we talk about the journey from the cross, there are so many wonderful things that we could talk about. And I just want to just think about it. Here they went and they took Jesus into custody, took him and they nailed him to the cross. And they hoisted that cross, and there he was between two thieves. So you can think about the thieves. I love the story about the two thieves, the journey from the cross. And what I love about it is, here is this absolute rascal. These men were guilty, just like me and just like you. And yet Jesus turned to one of those people, just like he turns to you today, and he says, listen, today you will be with me in paradise. What that tells me is, because of these events, you can be forgiven completely. Some of you are going to say to me, well, Pastor, you know, I've committed adultery. You can be forgiven. Some of you say, well, I've got into the gay and homosexual lifestyle. You can be forgiven. Some of you say, well, I'm guilty of stealing. You can be forgiven. Some of you say, well, I've had wrong thoughts. You can be forgiven. Sin is sin. God doesn't categorize sin. And the Bible says this. This is a great word. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's why all people are welcome in God's house. This is not a sanctuary for saints. This is a house where sinners come to encounter the living Lord Jesus Christ. This is why this is such wonderful news. This is God's encouraging word. That's why I'm sharing God's truth with you, because you and I are a desperate people in a desperate world. I need Jesus, don't you? Without him, I'm nothing. You know, you can think about what happened on the cross. Look at the crowds. Jesus had to deal with the crowds. Boy, were the crowds there. They were there. I've often thought about the crowds. Did you know that I really believe there were four groups of people who were in the crowd? There were those who came to worship him, number one. There were those who came to crucify him, number two. There were those who came to gawk at him and stare at him, number three. And there were those who came just because it was the happening place to be. By the way, when Jesus was crucified, it was a happening event. Some of us think sometimes when Jesus was crucified, this was unusual. It was the event. They didn't even have a newspaper to read. No computers to go and consult. They couldn't go surf the internet. This was a happening event. Jesus had to deal with all of these people. That's what he's doing right now. He's dealing with us. He sees us exactly the same way as he saw them. Well, you think what Jesus said. He said, it's finished. He turned to the Father. He said, Father, forgive them. What happened in this journey from the cross? By the way, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. This is just a question, by the way. I'm full of questions. Yeah, Jesus was crucified. Did they also kill God? I think not. You see, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, that's very much a part of our faith. Three in one. We understand that, the Godhead. God in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to himself. And Jesus said, Father, I commend my spirit into your hands. He wasn't saying, I'm putting my deadness into your dead hands. He was talking about the everlasting Father, the one who by his very power had the power to raise his only begotten Son from the grave, conquering sin and death in the grave. It's an incredible story, the journey from the cross. But here's what I want you to see. There's so much. I want to talk to you about the curtain. I'd love to talk to you about the curtain. Do you know, by the way, that this passage tells us that when Jesus died, that the curtain in the temple was torn from top to bottom? The significance of that, back in those days, you couldn't get to God unless you were the high priest. Only the high priest could get into the Holy of Holies. But Jesus gave his life. And when Jesus gave his life, he became the way, the truth, and the life. So that all people can come to the Father through him. So that separation, that curtain, that means you no longer have to go through your preacher to get to God. You don't go through the priest. You don't go through the pope. You don't go through the bishop. You can go directly to God. In fact, you can do that right now. You can talk to him right now because of the empty tomb. You can say to him, you can say, "Dear God, my heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I'm guilty. I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I repent of that sin. And because Jesus Christ is alive, I know that in him I am made alive." Now, I just want you to get this now. Don't want you. There is a sense in which we, in our dead grave clothes because of our sin, are saying through Jesus, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." You know what later on Jesus said? He said, "I'm the resurrection and the life." So what does this journey from the cross present to us? Now, this is where it's going to really get to you and me. This is just what I want to focus. First of all, it presents to us an act of worship. An act of worship. This great passage that I read to you here in chapter 24 begins with an act of worship. It says there that on the first day of the week, early dawn, that this group of women went to the tomb taking the spices that they had prepared. Isn't that fantastic? The empty tomb, the journey from the cross, away from the cross, what followed the cross, presents to us an act of worship. I think worship is the key thing. Now, I'm going to show you something. If you've got your Bible, you've got to do this quickly. Go to Romans chapter 8. Everybody turn to Romans chapter 8. You know me by now. I like to look at what the Bible says. Our Bible talks about you and me. And the Bible says that you're either for God or you're against God. So please beg my pardon. I just want to say this to you today. There are one of two people in this room. There are one or two people worshiping the Lord right now. You either belong to God or you don't. Now, I love that about my Christian faith, and that's because of the empty tomb. The Bible says that you either belong to him or you don't. And the Bible tells us that one of the ways in which you know that you belong to Jesus Christ is if your mind is set on the things of God. Now, let me read this to you. It's amazing. Let's go to verse 5 of chapter 8 of the book of Romans. "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the things of the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, and it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however," Paul said, "are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit." And here we have this incredible picture of these ladies. Jesus was dead. They didn't understand. They hurt. They were surrounded by anger and foreclosures. They were surrounded by political upheaval. They were surrounded by the rattling of nuclear warheads in North Korea. They were surrounded by the bank failures of a little island called Cyprus in the Mediterranean. They were surrounded by their own stock markets and the rise and fall thereof. But they came and they worshiped him. Because when someone knows this Jesus, their mind is going to leave them with an unbelievable, almost uncanny drawing into the heart of God.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton here on the Encouraging Word broadcast. And in just a moment, Doc will be back with so much more from this message, The Journey from the Cross. But Doc wants us to remind you, we stand ready to connect 24 hours a day. We're here for you at 866-899-WORD. It's a number worth jotting down, available 24 hours a day. Store it in your cell, 866-899-9673. 24 hours a day, we would love to pray with you, to pray for you, maybe connect you with resources that will help you grow in your faith.
Hello, my dear friends. I want to speak to you personally today, from my heart to yours. I don't think there is ever a better or more important time for us to respond to our world by standing up for righteousness. We're living today in a day and age in the crossfire of multiple cross currents that you and I know full well are challenging the very fabric of our faith. We must stand strong in our convictions. The Encouraging Word Broadcast Ministry is doing just that, and we are supported by viewers and listeners just like you, who want to make a difference in our world for Christ. So please call the number on your screen and request my life-changing message, Standing Strong in the Cross Currents. As a result, you will be empowered and blessed. Thank you for requesting my message. Your financial support enables us to continue to share God's truth with our searching world.
Now let's dive back into today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
By the way, this is just by the way. Have you ever wondered how you really know whether you belong to the Lord Jesus? Ask yourself whether or not you feel compelled to go and worship Him. Ask yourself whether every Sunday that comes around that you can't explain it. It doesn't matter. You know, this is just great because I love athletics and sport and that. But you know, it can be raining cats and dogs. In fact, the snow can be coming down like it does in Minnesota. You don't stop crowds from going to their favorite ball game. So what is it that stops us from worshiping the Lord? See, the journey from the cross presents to us an act of worship. There are so many times that I've said to myself, you know, I just don't know if I'm saved anymore. I wonder if I belong to Jesus. And then one of the things that God causes me to say is, do you really have a desire to worship me? And I have to say yes. I'm not trying to be a prude or just because I'm the pastor. I tell you folks, I want to worship the Lord. It's in my heart. Is it in your heart? If it's not in your heart, please give your heart to Jesus, because you don't know Him. If you have to be dragged kicking and screaming to go to church, you don't know the Lord Jesus. Presents to us an act of worship, presents to us an empty tomb. That's what the Bible says here in these great verses in Luke's gospel. I mean, I love the story about these angels, because here were these women, they came to anoint His body, and guess what? The tomb was empty. And perhaps the most wonderful statement is all is this: why do you seek the living among the dead? He's risen. He's alive. It's the distinguishing point of our Christian faith. That's why I want you to give your life to Christ, because when you trust Jesus Christ, you receive His life. See, when Jesus conquered sin and death and the grave and came to life, He did so in order to enable us to conquer sin and death and the grave. I don't want anybody to raise your hands here. Anyone here ever thought about death? Another one of my subjects, by the way, hundreds of questions. What am I going to look like? How is it going to happen? What do I go through when I die? How do I know these things? I mean, it just goes on and on. You ever wondered? I want you to raise your hand. You ever wondered what happens to you when you die? I have. You know what the Bible says? Because of the resurrection, I have no fear of death. You have no fear of death, because you've been made alive. Do you know the instantaneous moment that you take your last breath? Just like that. Boom. Poof. Just like that. You're in the presence of the Lord Jesus. I firmly believe you don't know that you died, because the Bible says that not one person who ever has ever died is dead. Now, you and I have a battle, because we there in that hospital room, we're holding the hand of a very precious friend, a parent. Boy, those things are so, they just grab our hearts, don't they? But not them. When you know Jesus Christ, pow, just like that. It's not there. You're transported in the presence of God. There's an act of worship. There's an empty tomb. There's also a powerful reminder. Powerful reminder. You know what happened here in response? These angels said, you need to remember something. And the angels quote, and it's an amazing quote in verse 7, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. Here's the issue, folks. It's that little word must. We all love that word must, don't we? I must. I just must. Now, I'm going to show you something, because this is what the angel said. The angel said, I want you to get this, that the Son of Man must. The journey from the cross not only presents us with an act of worship and an empty tomb, but a powerful reminder of the mustness, the fact that God determined that you and I would be forgiven of our sin, would be reconciled to Him, would know that we're going to heaven to spend eternity. That's the mustness of what God did. And when Jesus came out of the grave, God, in a sense, bellowed from the throne on high and said, yes, you see my mustness. You must be saved. I died for you. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Don't sin away your salvation. So there's one more. I just drop it in here. The journey away from the cross presents us a wonderful hope. You know that latter part there, and I particularly love reading verse 9 of chapter 24. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11, and get this last one, and to all the other people. They told these things. What did they tell them? That the resurrection is the gospel. Jesus is alive. He is our hope. Precious friend, listen today. Listen. There is hope. There is tomorrow. I want you to know, on the authority, the hope of Christ, the risen Savior, is your hope. It's my hope. It's our hope. It's America's hope. It's the world's hope. This resurrection is about the fact that people like you and me can be forgiven. All of us, every one of us can be forgiven of our sin, can be reconciled to God, can have our names written in God's book in heaven. Every single one of us. Can you imagine that? Do you want to trust Him today? I've prayed for you. So many others have. Your mom, your dad, your friend, your neighbor, your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife. People are praying for you today. Do you know that Jesus is praying for you? He's interceding on your behalf. You'd say to me today, Pastor, I want to trust Jesus. Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus Christ died on a cross for me. I know that He rose from the dead by the power of God, and that He's alive. I confess my sin to you, and I repent of that sin. And by faith, I give my life to you today, believing in my heart that you will forgive me and save me forever.
It is hard to believe, hard to imagine, but God is ready to write your name down in that same book. To be reconciled to God is something that sounds so difficult, but it's so simple. Just saying yes to Jesus. Right now, you could do that just by opening your heart and praying with us right now. A simple prayer like this. Lord God, I realize that I am not reconciled. I'm not close to you. And I realize it's because my sin has separated me from you. So Lord, today, I confess that I want to turn away from my sin and turn to you, Jesus. Jesus, I believe you died on the cross of Calvary for my sin, so I could be restored to you. So, Lord, help me today to live my life for you. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, we stand ready to help you do that very thing. If you've made a commitment to give your heart to Christ or maybe to come back to Jesus, we have resources that will help you in the next step of that commitment, including finding a church home where you can plug in, be ministered to, and where you can begin to develop your ministry as well. Let's connect at 866-899-9673. That's 866-899-9673 or online at theencouragingword.org. Before we get away, closing thoughts from Dr. Don.
You know, before we go today, what a day of worship we've had. You know, you and I have in the middle of our hearts our beloved nation, don't we? How much I love America. I'm so proud to be an American. And you know, this broadcast is seen by so many of our armed forces across the world. And we hear from many, many of them. And we love them, we admire them, we respect them. They are our real heroes. And I want you to join with me as we are praying for them, that God would protect them and their families and loved ones. Let's do that right now, shall we? Just before we go, why don't you join with me? Lord Jesus, I'm joining with thousands of people right now and praying for our members, our brave, brave members of our community and our world who are in uniform. Many are overseas in strange and difficult places, families left behind. Lord Jesus, bless them. Keep your hand upon them in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to just personally speak to you for a minute today from my heart to yours. I hope you're having a great day today. I don't think that there's ever been a more better or perhaps important time for us to respond to this world by standing up for righteousness. I know that you'll agree with me. In fact, with this in mind, I'd like to invite you to become an Encourager ministry partner with me. Together, we can impact lives both now and for all eternity. The Daily Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please, let me ask you to call the number provided at the end of today's broadcast and say, I want to become an encourager. Thanks so much for helping me.
And that number Dr. Don mentioned is 866-899-WORD. 866-899-9673. We would love to hear from you.
Preacher Wilton, I just wanted you to know how my family life has changed. I gave my heart to God listening to you on the radio. Now my wife has a new husband, and my kids have a new dad, and I thank God for your ministry.